Hello folks, Pilgrim Chris, and I've just been listening to a couple of boos. Jacqueline B's boo on her trip to a miracle seminar in London over the weekend, and Zaki M's sort of response boo to that. And I had to listen to Jacqueline's boo again after listening to Zaki M's, because I didn't quite read the same thing into that boo of Jacqueline's that Zaki M did. I think there's the word miracle inspires or generates lots of thoughts in people. Usually the God thought, miracles are associated with a God, if you like. And that's where I think Zaki M felt Jacqueline was coming from. I'm not sure that I did feel that way. I think what I got from Jacqueline's boo was a wonderful time with wonderful people, talking about a concept of thought, that thoughts can be inspired by other. Not necessarily another, but other. And Zakia made an interesting point, as far as I was concerned, that he related that other from Jacqueline as being a god, whereas Zakia looks at it more as energy that surrounds us. And I think it's all in the name. One person's God is another person's energy, is another person's self, is another person's other. What struck me by both of these boos was this idea of sentiment, if you like. And Zakia mentioned this idea of giving out heart, looking at the world in a different way, that Jacqueline B and Nick Holloway Vox were especially mentioned here, seem to view the world. And possibly looking at that as sentimentality. My view on this is that if we're talking of miracles, the biggest miracle, and I'm taking out any equation here of God or other, is love. We have this ability to love and to be loved. Love is not a requirement of evolution in any way, shape or form. And I'm not going to talk about evolution and theories at all like that. But to evolve as a species, we do not need love. Not in the traditional sense as we see love. We don't need to love a partner to procreate. We need to respect people, if you like, to get along, to communicate with people. And I think that's across all species that have a higher function. But what the miracle for me is this idea of love, wanting to be a better person, wanting to enable others to be the best that they can be. That is different from survival. That is different from just base function. Where this comes from is open to each individual's interpretation. For some, myself included, that comes from God. From others, that is the force. For others, it is energy. From others, it is karma. Many, many words to describe somebody's interpretation of fundamentally the same thing. Trying to get a grip on an idea of why do we think? Why do we love? Why do we aspire to more than just survival? What separates us, if you like, from most other species that we know about? That, for me, is the true miracle. I'm not trying to put a handle on it, but for me, a miracle is something that cannot be explained by science or rationale. One day it may be, and the miracle will be revealed. This has happened all through history, of course. People have thought certain things were miracles until they were explained. But does that mean it's any less of a miracle? Just because we now understand something, does that take away the wonder of it? To look at the world as people like Jacqueline view the world and Nick Holloway Vox view the world, for example, is a way that I aspire to. I admit that I find it at times difficult to listen to, as Zacchaeus put it, the sentimentality of it, because that is, I think, not necessarily a flaw in me, but it's a character trait I don't really share. Perhaps I wish I did, because it does seem to me that people who view others and view the world in such a positive light radiate positive energy, radiate love, radiate the miracle, express the energy, express God, whatever you want to call it. I find the whole process of listening to others who are very dissimilar to me quite difficult, especially when it comes to extremes of who I am. For example, I'm not a hugely sentimental person, although I am a romantic person. But at the same time, I'm not a negative person. I see the world, the glass half full as opposed to half empty, to use that expression. But there is a balance here we can learn from everyone. And sometimes I find people difficult to listen to, as much as people find me difficult to listen to. But this is where the individuality comes in. So for me, when we talk about miracle in any way, where the whole idea of a miracle comes from is really irrelevant. It's just the fact that it is and it exists, and that in itself to me is quite a wonderful thing. The fact that we as human beings don't know everything, nor will we ever know everything, because that would seem quite arrogant. We are a small dot in an infinitesimally large universe. And for us to expect to understand that is arrogant, but also to want to understand it isn't arrogant. That is our design, our nature, what separates us as a species from many other species, if you like, that we know about. Wonderful discussion, Jacqueline. Wonderful response, Zacchaeus. Thank you very much for sharing. It's given me a lot of pause for thought. Take care all. God bless and be happy.